Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breakdown, baby.
It's Friday, and there are five things you still need to do this week. Sean Ramos-Horan, host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast about all of the cool art you don't see in museums, is here to tell us the five things we might have missed on the internet and take with us through our weekend. Sean, it's great to talk to you, and I'm in Ohio, you're in New York. Wow.
I'm sad without you, John. It's not the same.
So what's number one?
Wired celebrated Star Wars Day by crashing a giant Star Destroyer Lego model of that, you know, giant ship from the first Star Wars movie in like slow motion using like 360 degree camera angles. And that was like gratifying.
But Sean, shouldn't the music have been "Everything is awesome"?
Potentially, yes. But, I mean, if you're over the Star Wars thing, if you've heard enough about this new movie, this is the video for you.
Number two.
Key and Peele this week released an amazing video. It's called Negro Town. The premise is a black guy's getting harassed by a police officer, and then another homeless black man takes him through, like, essentially a doorway to Narnia-type thing and lands him in a magical town. It looks like Pleasantville, but white people don't exist.
Negro Town, you can walk the street without getting stopped, harassed, or beat. And there's always a cab when you need to get around. And they always stop in Negro Town.
And the production values are amazing. The wardrobe, the set, it looks brilliant. And it's really on point and funny.
Number three.
We've been having some fun in the control room this morning with this new website called Touch Pianist. It basically visualizes classical pieces, and using your keyboard strokes, you sort of tap out the notes. So it's testing your understanding of tempo more than like your musical ability, but it makes you feel like you could one day actually play incredible classical music pieces.
So
that's Jay putting it into turbo.
So that's just doing the rhythm, and it plays all the notes.
Exactly. So you're seeing sort of basically when you need to hit a note, and then and the notes are sort of spaced together more closely when you have to hit them faster. So it's basically testing how well you can catch the rhythm of these pieces that we all know.
And what's the name of the app again?
Touch Pianist.
Okay, so number four.
Some things on the internet you don't want to see, but you're kind of glad you did see it just to know how wild a world we live in. This week, BuzzFeed found this video of this slug-looking bug on this guy's hand, and then it starts bulging and bulging and bulging, and then it explodes this, like, plasm web all over his hand to, like, attack him, and it's the most horrifying 20 seconds I've ever seen, maybe, on the internet, but, my God, do you have to see it? Takeaway.org.
Do I need to wash my hands afterwards?
You will feel like you need to take the entire shower afterwards. It's awful.
And number five.
Number five, on a more sincere note, there was a guy named Ryan McHenry who in 2013 posted a bunch of vines called Ryan Gosling Won't Eat His Cereal. And he basically found these scenes from Ryan Gosling movies where he's got his mouth shut and he's maybe crying, and he took a spoon up to his like laptop screen filled with cereal and tried to stick it in his mouth. And in some of the scenes, Ryan was moving his head away from the spoon. It was really brilliant, and it really captured the internet's attention. Unfortunately, this past weekend, he died of bone cancer. And,
oh my God.
Yeah, and Ryan Gosling started a Vine account. And finally, the story goes, Ryan Gosling ate his cereal. He poured out some cereal, poured in some milk, and took a mouthful as tribute to Ryan McHenry. And it was kind of a nice moment for a meme that everyone really loved a few years ago.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Imagine.
It was nice.
Really good karma on the internet.
Yeah.
Sean, I think there's a sixth here, and I think you're responsible for it.
You might be referring to me trying to get Terry Gross to say the F-bomb.
Yeah, what were you doing to poor Terry Gross?
Mark Maron was interviewing Terry Gross this week at BAM in Brooklyn as part of WNYC and BAM's partnership Radio Love Fest. And I was pointing out the yin and yang nature of their interview styles to Mark. And I said, hey, Mark, if you could have Terry say any of your favorite four-letter words, which would it be? And he said, obviously, I'm an F guy. And took it to Terry, and spent the next 3 minutes of my life in the most awkward, terrible pain of you know, I could imagine. She wouldn't quite do it, but it was funny.
He always has to try.
I had
Sean
to try.
Host of Sideshow, all the art that doesn't fit in museums, and five hidden things on the internet for your weekend. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, John.